Unknown V, Voyager, written by Samifer and read by Tipsy Kitty. They'd gotten into the habit of not reacting when they could hear humans stepping deeper into their territory. It wasn't that they were afraid. Rather, it was that they didn't want to get close enough to be struck by one of those little devices humans use to catch Pokemons and bring them out into the outside world. The oldest unknown that had remained in the chamber, whose eyelid was always drooping and who took the shape of the first letter, often spoke of the many ways to distinguish a trainer, a human who would want to remove an unknown from its dwelling ground, from a scientist, a human who was happy to merely observe them in their habitat. It was always the same spiel, and to be honest, V, or Unknown V, as it was called among its kind, was growing tired of it. Was it so wrong to want to see the world? Could humans really be so bad? Maybe they were rescuing them from a dull life of floating around musty walls and dirty statues. V's peculiarity, a vibrant blue color that made it sparkle and shine whenever the rare rays of sunshine that broke through the stone walls managed to hit it, apparently made trainers even more likely to covet it. Where Unknown A saw this as a grave disadvantage, V saw it as an opportunity. Which was why, once it heard the telltale sounds of human feet hitting the paved floor, instead of sliding through the cracks in the walls or skittering back into the darkness, V flattened itself around the nearest corner to listen. "I don't know, Belle," a first voice rang out, dragging the syllables. "This place is freaking me out." "There's nothing to be scared of," a second human replied. "My mom's told me all about it." There was a short pause, and then the same human spoke again.
"Unless you're afraid of some floating letters?"
The first human said nothing, or at least V didn't catch it. They both stepped around for a bit, like they were searching for something. V had a pretty good idea what that thing could be.
"It's just," the first voice said, "I don't get the fuss. Big cave full of dust and Pokemons that aren't even that interesting."
"Oh, so now it's boring instead of scary." The second human let out a sound that echoed all the way to V's hiding spot.
"Make up your mind."
"Whatever. I'll just wait for you outside."
"Be careful. You might run into Dustlopinies ready to catch you by surprise."
This time the footsteps were louder and more scattered, causing a few of the unknowns V could sense around it to retreat even further. Humans were definitely a lot. But it did little to dampen its determination. This was its chance. Now the human was alone, and it was interested in its kind. It was now or never. V waited until it could tell the human was getting closer, and then, as soon as they were turning in its direction, it launched itself out, the shimmer of its blue body shining through the darkness. The human was not as tall as the scientists V had seen around. They wore something on their head that covered their hairy scalp and looked up at V with two very round eyes.
"Wow," they said.
V did a twirl for good measure, showing off its shape and colors with what it hoped was the appropriate amount of bravado. The human, who was still staring at it, snapped out of their frozen state and reached for one of the devices they kept on their belt. "Come on, Cinder, I need you." They threw the round item on the ground, and a Pokemon V had never seen sprang out of it. It was twice as big as V was, with a long nose, and when it lifted its head to see what its opponent looked like, flames erupted from its back, illuminating the stone walls. Did the human want a battle? To prove V's worth? That seemed like a bad idea, not to mention V had no desire to get hurt in the process. It did another twirl, turning upside down while it floated upward, to peer at the human and its partner. The Pokemon tilted its head and said, "Are you all right?" V blinked at it.
"I'd like to go with you," it replied. "I'd like to see the world."
There was a buzz behind it, the sounds of all its fellow unknowns protesting, but V didn't care. The Pokemon's flames flickered and then went out. It turned to look at its trainer.
"What is it?"
the human said. The Pokemon gestured to V with its head, and then back to the human, shaking its big nose toward their belt.
"Oh, should I just catch it?" The voice grew louder as the excitement overtook them. They hastily grabbed one of their devices and pointed it at V. Was that okay? V did a series of twirls to attempt to convey its eagerness. The flames on the long-nosed Pokémon burst into life again, their lights catching on the blue tint of the unknown's body and making it glisten. Their mouth opened wide with glee, the human made that loud sound V had heard before, and threw the ball toward V in one single smooth motion. The last thing V heard as it was engulfed by light was, "Vinny's going to be so jealous." The end.